Thailand's Prime Minister Abhisit Vejjiraya today rejected a new compromise offer by anti-government red shirt demonstrators to end weeks of increasingly violent protests in return for early polls. John Kelly reports.
Red-shirted supporters of ousted former Premier Thaksin Shinawatra said they would end a three-week occupation of Bangkok's shopping district if the government dissolved parliament and announced elections in 30 days. Speaking to reporters, Mr. Abhisit said that the government would not accept the offer, saying that it looked insincere and designed only to improve the protesters' image. The protesters responded to Mr. Abhisit's statements by withdrawing their offer and threatening more aggressive measures, including laying siege to Central World, the second largest shopping complex in Southeast Asia, next to the stage at their main protest site. As part of their demands, the red shirts also want an independent probe into an April 10th clash between protesters and the army that killed 25 people and wounded more than 800 in Thailand's worst political violence in nearly two decades. The risk of violence remains high after a series of grenade blasts that killed one person and wounded 88 on Thursday in Bangkok's business district, an attack the government blamed on the red shirts, who deny responsibility. The military says the crowd includes terrorists willing to use violence to bring down the government and overturn the monarchy, and wants to go after them, not peaceful protesters. The United Nations and foreign governments have urged both sides of the political divide to show restraint. I'm John Kelly.